Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are heading to Laos and its capital Vientiane. Although not a global gastronomic hotspot, it has plenty to offer if you know where to go. Monocle's Nicholas Toomey spent a year in the city, and he gives us an insider's guide for where and what to eat if you are in town for the day.
Vientiane is a capital, but not quite a city, and is best explored by foot. So skip the prepaid breakfast and stride out while it is still cool. Head towards Chao Nha Vang Park and the French bakery Annabelle's for fresh croissant and tropical jams. The bread is also some of the best in town. If you decide you want something more local, stop off at the Cao Ji store for a pork liver pâté baguette. A hangover from French colonial rule in Laos, the Cao Ji represents a real fusion of the two cultures. The pâté comes with shredded green papaya, carrots, shallots, and a dose of jiao bong, a sweet and spicy sauce made from sun-dried chilies. The baguette is delicious, especially when eaten on a park bench. Laos has an excellent coffee-growing climate, especially to the southeast on the Bolivan Plateau. But the Vietnam War stunted the industry's growth. It littered plantations with unexploded bombs. But things are now beginning to improve, and a miasma of coffee shops have recently opened in the capital to tap into the beans. So, mid-morning, this could be your next stop. I recommend Le Trio opposite Nam Phu Fountain. It is one of the old-time players, roasting and grinding their own beans and serving up an excellent brew. However, Common Ground, Naked Espresso and 35 milliliter are also deserving of a mention. Next up, lunch. The Laotian rice noodle soup, Cao Piak, is a popular midday option for Vientianians. Each eatery will serve up their own take, but my favourite is Noi Phu restaurant near Dong Plan Road. It specialises in a thicker, slightly chewier noodle topped with braised beef. Once the soup arrives, it becomes a blank canvas and the assortment of sauces, condiments and fresh herbs positioned on your table come into play. For me, always a big squeeze of lime, Thai basil and a heaped teaspoon of dried chilli. But if you're not feeling a hot lunch, then head to PVO. The Vietnamese restaurant has a great menu, but the fresh DIY spring rolls are a classic. The waiter will bring a big basket of green salads, cold white noodles and rice paper for you to soak and wrap. Add a few dips and you have a refreshing and tasty meal. If you want to hit your five a day, then jump on one of the fruit shakes, but remember to ask for no added sugar. Bo say nam ta. As evening approaches, you're likely to have developed a thirst. Time then to introduce you to Beer Lao. The highest compliment I'd ever heard paid towards the national tipple was from an Irishman called Seamus O'Grady. Seamus ran an expat pub in Vientiane and told me, in all sincerity, he believed Beer Lao was the best mass-produced lager in the world. It was, he said, one of the reasons he chose to move to Laos and start a bar. To head towards the river as the day is drawing to a close and sit at one of the riverside bars upstream from the night market. I'd recommend a dark Beer Lao with ice. It goes well with the sunset, especially as the mighty Mekong slips on by. If you feel like a snack, then order some fried Mekong catfish, Mekong Chin Pa, with crisp kaffir leaves and chilli sauce. Although the river fish are not always delectable, if there is a time and a place, then surely this is it. Laos was a French protectorate for 60 years, and although the colonial legacy is complicated, one positive that remains is excellent French cuisine that, at its best, incorporates Lao flavours and ingredients. Le Cage de Coq, Le Atmo and Le Bistrot all serve up great food, but if you are in town for one night, then it has to be Le Cave de Chateau. Run by the charismatic couple Anu and Yasmin Pini, Le Cave's dining space is an old-world wine cellar. The food is homely yet inventive, with the a la carte menu full of French classics. The weekly specials board includes some of Anu's signature creations like green tea and goat's cheese salad, and my personal favourite, the three-sauce slow-roasted pork shank. Say hi from me if you drop by. For Monocle, I'm Nicholas Toomey.
This has been episode number 169 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Nicholas for this week's tour in Vientiane. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.